As long as you want, you're going to die sooner or later. And he died, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved the most among mankind and human being. Imagine this. So al-mawtu yati. And number two, the second invasion, the ula gharat al-mawt, the invasion of malak al-mawt over your soul, taking your soul. Al-taniya, gharat ashab al-mawarith. When the person die, your people inherit you when you die. Your son, your daughter, your wife, your father, your mother, the first degree of inheritance. They leave you in the grave and will hear their footsteps leaving us. Subhanallah. The most beloved people, they will put the sand on the top of you. The sand in the top of you. That's why in the grave will hear that voice and say, Abdi, Abdi dhahabu wa tarakuk. Wa fi al-turabi dafanuk. ولو بقي معك ما نفعوك ولن ينفعك الا انا الله يقول ذلك وانا الحي الذي لا يموت سيعبدي my servant in the روايه الترمذي عبدنا my servant ذهبوا they left you alone وفي التراب دفنوك they put the sand and the mud in the top of you ولو بقي معك even if they stay with you they will never benefit you no one will benefit you except me Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said I am the living one. Subhanallah, brothers and sisters, just now, to imagine this point and see the most beloved that we work for our kids. Everything. We sacrifice our life for our kids in reality. We give our kids everything. We work day and night just to make them happy. And then when we die, they cannot put us actually in the house 2-3 days. Subhanallah. So the second invasion, those people will inherit you. They will go home and distributing the inheritance among them. And the third one, my dear brothers and sisters, غارة الدود على جسدك. Dood. The invasion of worm come and eat your body. And the scientist said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create the worm first from your eyes, that's the scientist, then the Islamic scholars, the scientist, from your eyes, and then Allah will create the worms from your tongue. And imagine the measure of our sin, start with looking and speaking. That's why these two things we have to watch a lot. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam قال لمعاذ رضي الله تعالى عنه قال اذكرتك امك يا معاذ Say, may your mom, this is slang, Arabic slang, may your mom lose you. Who put the people in their faces or their noses? على وجوههم أو على مناخيرهم في النار إلا حصائد ألسنتهم. What they put the people in the fire, what they committed by their tongues. Mu'adh asking the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنَّنَا مُؤَخَذُونَ Say, Allah will hold us accountable what we say? In fact, yes. So, today we recited, we say in Surah Qaf, ayah number 16, Ayah 17 and 18, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا يَنْتَقْ مِنْ قَوْلِ 18 مَا يَنْتَقْ مِنْ قَوْلِ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ Any word, any statement, any action, there is a raqib, but there's atid writing everything. So we're not going running away from our destiny, my dear brothers and my dear sisters, our life. So this is the third invasion when Allah created the worm from within your body, eating your body. And the fourth invasion, very important invasion too. Ashab al-mazalim ala hasanatika yawm al-qiyamah. Ashab al-mazalim, the people you were unjust, unfair with them in the dunya, in the day of judgment, they will take from your good deeds. And some people will become like the Prophet ﷺ described them, bankrupt. قَالَ أَتَدْرُونَ مَنْ مُفْلِسْ Do you know who is this bankrupt? And the Sahaba said that the terminology of bankrupt, the one have no dirham, no dinar, no mata', no money, no nothing. This is the bankrupt in our terminology now. But the Prophet ﷺ told, no. The al-muflis fina yawm al-qiyamah, the Muslim, the bankrupt among us in the Day of Judgment, he will do good in the dunya. He will yati bi hasanat kal jibal. Another hadith, kal jibal tuhama. Huge mountains of good deeds. Good deeds. But he insults so-and-so, he kills so-and-so, he betrayed so-and-so, and those people, they will take from his hasanat. Until he's completely bankrupt, it's another problem. Though still there are some people, that person will be unjust and unfair with them, they will, it will be from their bad deeds, their sin, will be yatraha, will be on that person. May Allah protect us from that. So we just, my dear brothers and sisters, to imagine those four invasions, that's make us very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, and that is the key. يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. مَخْرَج. Allah will make exits. A problem, difficulty, hardship. And we are facing this as a Muslim ummah with absolutely no doubt. As a Muslim ummah, we are in fear. Continuously in fear, unfortunately. Yesterday I was in the airport. I stuck in the airport. I almost missed my flight. Why? Because they have to make some phone calls. So subhanAllah, my dear brothers and sisters, that Allah Azza wa Jalla will make these exits. Let's take some example just to live with it. Not to understand it, because we do understand that. Just to live with it. You know Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalil al-Rahman, the companion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ibrahim alayhi salam. When Namrud ibn Kun'an ibn Kush gather this wood and stick and he make a huge great fire. Narun azim, a great fire. And they are ready to put Ibrahim alayhi salam in the middle of the fire. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he's watching the fire, he sees the fire. The angels come to Ibrahim alayhi salam, the angel of rain, the angel of wind, Jibra'il alayhi salam. It's like an emergency situation in the heaven. Ibrahim, what do you want? What do you really, what kind of help do you need? Ibrahim alayhi salam replied, Minkum, from you I don't want anything. But he said one statement. قَالْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. That's it. حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. لذلك, when Namrud ordered his soldier to put Ibrahim and throw him inside the fire, Allah Azza wa Jalla called the fire. That specific fire, يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. Fire, be cold and peace among Ibrahim alayhi salam. He said, another thing, my dear brothers and sisters, just came to my mind, the Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, when he left Nineveh, his people, and he took the ship. And what happened? When they throw Yunus alayhi salam in the ocean, there's a big whale. Soldier of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He took Yunus alayhi salam all the way deep ocean. Very deep ocean. Yunus, in this kind of darkness, Allah Azza wa Jalla give order to that whale. Don't hurt him. Don't touch him. Don't hurt him. Just keep him there. He cannot see anything. The only dua Yunus alayhi salam, he used to say, you remember, brothers and sisters? لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. That's the only dua. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he give reply. فاستجبنا له. فاستجبنا, we reply. We answer his dua. وأنجيناه من الغم وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين. You are in a safe side, brothers and sisters. If you have this kind of calamity like Yunus alayhi salam, and you will never be in the situation of Yunus. That's a special case, Yunus. But imagine yourself in that whale with absolute panic. But he's still living. He's still living. قال لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين فاستجبنا له وأنجيناه من الغم. We reply and we save him from this trouble. And anybody in the situation of Yunus alayhi salam, we will save him too. SubhanAllah. Another one mistake. Ummu Musa alayhi salam. Ummu Musa, the mother of Musa alayhi salam, got pregnant of Musa alayhi salam. And as you know, brothers and sisters, Musa alayhi salam has special love. Anyone will love, just love him. Why? Because he has a suna'atul khasa. Musa alayhi salam is special creation alayhi salam. And when she became pregnant, suddenly that king, the Pharaoh, he saw in a dream that one of the people of Israel will destroy his kingdom. And now he ordered any newborn baby should be killed. Any newborn male baby boy should be killed. And she delivered the baby, the mother of Musa, Umm Musa alayhi salam. She was afraid. She was panicked. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and bless your family and your kids. If your son or your daughter have a headache or a stomachache, you will feel sick too, subhanAllah, out of love and caring about your son or your daughter. It is our nature as a human being. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take care of this woman, the mother. Allah Azza wa Jalla telling that mother, فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ. If you really care about your son, worry about your son, فَأَلْقِيهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ. Just throw him, put him in the ocean, في اليمن. And put him, had a small basket, put Musa and let him go. And Allah Azza wa Jalla telling her, وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. يَا إِلَهِ. Don't be afraid and don't be sad. My criteria and your criteria, I can't. But Allah Azza wa Jalla gave this kind of sakina. Sakina, tranquility, peace in the heart of Umm Musa alayhi salam, the mother of Musa alayhi salam. Allah Azza wa Jalla give her the reply, give her the assurance. Allah Azza wa Jalla telling her, Inna radduhu ilayki وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. إِنَّا we will return him back to you safe. And not only that, there is some great gift. And we're going to make him among the messengers. You see, my dear brothers and sisters, but وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجَ. Make exits. Let's, one more example to live with it. Our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Say صلى الله عليه وسلم. He's leaving Mecca, running from Mecca with Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You see that? He's running, leaving Mecca. And now they are small, inside a small cave. And you know something, maybe you saw the picture, some of you maybe saw that picture. That cave is that cave, just like this size. It's very small. It's not a huge and deep cave, it's a very small cave. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inside, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq inside, the people of Quraysh outside the cave. The people of Quraysh outside the cave. Some people, they said Allah sent a spider, and inside the spider put what? Eggs, the dove. Honestly, this is not a true hadith. It's not authentic hadith. Allah protect him without the dove, and without the eggs, and without the spider. What happened? Abu Bakr al-Siddiq whispering to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, wallahi, law nadar ahaduhum ila qadamayhi, la ra'ana. See, by Allah, O Messenger of Allah, if some of them look at his feet, at his toes, he will see us. He will see us if he look down. And subhanAllah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that critical situation, he smiled. And he's telling Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, Ya Abu Bakr, la tahzan. Abu Bakr, don't be sad. Inna Allah ma'ana. Don't be sad, Allah is with us. Ya akhi wallahi, if Allah with you, no one will be against you. If you are with Allah, you don't want anybody else. No one else. The key is what? تقوى الله سبحانه وتعالى ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. Provide him from from sources that person never even predict or imagine. I think last year, I was here and telling the brothers, I think last year, if I am not mistaken, never wore them. If I'm not mistaken, I told you I used to live in Florida, and part of my job, I used to dive in Atlantic Ocean. Dive all the way in Atlantic Ocean. And that thing, when I was diving with my son, Abdurrahman, diving, I was exactly 65 feet under the ocean. 65 feet under the ocean. Playing, my son and I, we just playing with the water, with the fish, taking some pictures. And suddenly, I saw beautiful corals. Very beautiful, but in the middle of that coral, something like abnormal. Just like dead corals in the middle, subhanAllah, ya akhi. Allah is my witness. I have pictures with that, subhanAllah. And suddenly I saw something coming from the surface, go straight inside that corals, and I saw the corals open and go inside. Something from the surface of the water. And they say, again, same thing. For three times, between me and my son is a rope, and I told him, this is swim up, see, what is this? And we swim all the way to the surface, and subhanAllah, we saw two birds, black birds, fighting some kind of things in their mouth, might be meat or something. And they fight, and they eat from it. But that also some pieces goes inside the water, go straight to that corals. Fid Allah Azza wa Jal, send those birds to fight in the tub just to make this corals alive again. When I saw this, subhanAllah, I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Razzaq, not me, not you. You know al-Ghurab? Al-Ghurab, you know what al-Ghurab is? What is it in English? The crow. By the way, they having the eggs, and the moment the eggs that will have a new baby, the babies, the ghurab will never feed the baby. The ghurab will just run away. The ghurab, the crow, that bird will run away. Never. The only animals or bird never feed the baby, take care of the baby. And subhanAllah, and that is called al-bughath. The small baby in Arabic called it al-bughath. And the skin of that al-bughath, the skin of that baby, subhanAllah, there is some kind of yellow material, some yellow liquid. And that yellow liquid would bring to the crow ants and worms. And that baby will eat from those ants and worms. And just like a magnetic come to that bird. Who's the Razzaq, ya akhi? I just, when your wife pregnant, we need more kids, by the way, brothers and sisters, inshallah. When your wife is pregnant, just think for a moment. From that egg and that sperm come together, and step by step, you have a baby inside, that baby start to move. I want you to think for a moment. Who provide that baby inside the womb of your wife, or your mother, or your sister? Who? And not even from the mouth. It is from this cord. Go straight from the liquid around, go straight from what the woman eat, go to the baby. And then the moment the baby born, and the moment the baby born, when we cut that cord, there is no communication from inside. Now he have to use his mouth. And sometimes he cry, he don't want to even come out. It's too much work here. SubhanAllah. So my dear brothers and my dear sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Razzaq. Let me give you another example. You know Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala. Imam Malik, he heard just like a voice, a dream. And he said that. And he said in a dream, and he heard a voice, he said, Ya Imam, there is a young boy in the Masjid al-Madinah. Young boy in the Masjid al-Madinah, go and take food and drink and take care of him. Bismillah. Go and take care of the boy, give him the food and drink. The imam, أخذ المية وأخذ الأكل. He took the water and the food. وذهب إلى مسجد المدينة, and he went to the مسجد المدينة. فوجد غلاما, and he saw a boy, young boy, يرفع يديه إلى السماء, raising his hand to the heaven, وقال يا رب, يا من ترزق النملة السوداء في الليلة الظلماء, أرسل لي الطعام. Say, يا رب, my lord, you know, الرب, the كلمة رب, الذي خلق وهدى ورزق. كلمة رب, لا, في العربي, الرب الذي خلق, the one he create, والذي هدى, the one he guide you, and the one he provides you, is Allah الرب سبحانه وتعالى. يا رب, يا من ترزق النملة السوداء, the one who provide the black ant, في الليلة الظلماء, in a very dark night, على الصخر الصماء, on a massive rock, send me the food. And the Imam Malik is there. قال son, he is the food and drink and eat. خذ الأكل والطعام وكل. And the Imam Malik watching the boy. He watching the boy, subhanAllah. بعد ما انتهى الولد, after the boy finish, قال يا بني, my son, if you feel hungry again, لو انت جعان, بيتي بجانب المسجد, my house next to the masjid, come to the masjid, to my house. فابتسم الغلام, the boy smiled. قال يا إمام, تريدني أن أذهب إليك, والله أرسلك إلي. الله أكبر. You want me to go to you, and Allah send you to me? What we talking about, brothers and sisters? Allah is the Razzaq. But we have really to comprehend and understand this. You need the key. The key is what? تقوى الله سبحانه وتعالى. شو اسمك انت؟ زيد؟ متجوز انت ولا لسه؟
لا لسه.
ان شاء الله. قديش عمرك؟
13.
13؟ تجوز السنة الجاية ان شاء الله. So brothers and sisters, just for a moment, I just said, I don't want you to run after them. You have to work. You must be working hard, and you must be rich. Rich. But in the same time, don't make the dunya deceive you. Just like the dunya deceives a lot of people. You know, when we carry the person to the funeral, we carry al-janaza. Al-ruh turaffir fawq al-janaza. The ruh, the soul, flying just in the top of that na'sh, janaza. وتقول الروح, يا أبنائي, يا أحبائي, لا تلعبن بكم الدنيا كما لعبت بنا. My sons, my beloved one, don't make the dunya deceive you the way the dunya deceives us. And he's لقد جمعت المال بالحلال والحرام. I collected the money, the wealth, with the halal way and haram way. وتركته لكم تتمتعون به. And I left this money, this wealth for you, have enjoyment. فالمال لكم والحساب علينا. The mail, the money, the wealth is for you. And the hisab, it will for us. The account. Allah will hold us accountable. Whatever we do, my dear brothers and my dear sisters, simple. No one will run away from the hisab Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the accounting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one. Subhanallah. Let's go back to the ayah. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And the last one, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ, whoever depend, trust only Allah, Allah be sufficient for that person. فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Allah Azza wa Jalla, لَوْ تَوَكَّلْتُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ. If you put your trust, tawakkul, depend in Allah, the true trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيْرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide you just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide the birds. Remember the Bughath? That small bird, the mother leave him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make his body some kind of liquid, make the worms and the ants come to that baby, and the baby just eat from those ants and worms. لَرَزَقُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيْرُ تَغْدُو خِمَاصَ. The birds flying in the morning with the complete full stomach, empty stomach. Fly in the morning, empty stomach. And come back in the end of the day with a complete full stomach. فَمَنْ رَزَّاقُ. تَوَكَّلْنَا عَلَى مَنْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers and my dear sisters, and really today, we mentioned, we spoke about this kind of dunya. When I saw this janaza there, we pray the salat al-janaza on that sister. May Allah give her rahmah. But it's really sometimes when you imagine yourself, that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he ordered us, go and visit the graves. Go and visit the graves, because the graves will remind you to the hereafter. Because the grave will reach, you will be there sooner or later. It's the preparation. اليوم تحضير لغدا. Today is the preparation for tomorrow. والتوكل هو ثمرة الرضا من الله سبحانه وتعالى. التوكل is the fruit, the result of satisfaction with Allah سبحانه وتعالى. The life is really short, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, just to think about it. When we say about Nuh alayhi salam today in the khutbah al-jum'ah, Nuh lives more than 1,000 years in his life. More than 1,000 years. And Jibreel asked him, how you found this dunya? قال, I just found the dunya just like home house with two doors. Enter from one door and exit وخرجتم الباب الآخر. Exit from the second door. And that's it. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قال, ما أنا في الدنيا إلا غريب أو عابر سبيل. I am in this life, in this dunya, like غريب, a stranger. Or just a crossing by, leaving this dunya for good, forever. Leaving the dunya, no one will leave this dunya, my dear brothers and sisters. For a moment, sometimes we have to hold ourselves accountable. Hold ourselves accountable. Let me share a story, and I end it with this story. It's not a hadith. It's not a hadith. It's not an athar. It's a story. We're telling this, the kids, this story. This story we're calling about Al-Madinatul Ajiba, Wonderland. You like this name, Wonderland? What's your name? Mijawiz? Mister. Hell, the answer. Wonderland. What is Wonderland, my dear brothers and my dear sisters? Oh, a city just like this place, with a huge walls. That a huge walls, and this a huge walls, my dear brothers and sisters. Not everybody lived inside the city, but go outside the city, you cannot live. It's a wildlife, wild animals. Everything's wild. You cannot live outside. And whoever get out of the city, he gonna die, because you cannot live. And there is rules and regulations for this city. Whoever become a president for 5 years, he have to leave the city for good. Open the doors and he's out. What does that mean, he's out? Muhammad, that means he's dead, right? That means he's dead. And the president for this term finish 5 years, and open the doors and out. He's gone. Now they are hiring for a new president. No election. No Republican Party or Democratic Party. Now you go and you say, I want to become a president. You become a president. Simple as is. I wish he's here now. And my dear brothers and sisters, this one young man, he came and said, I want to become a president. I said, you are young. After 5 years, you're going to die. I said, it's okay. It's okay, I'll die. Just, I want to become a president. It's okay. They make the celebration, sign the contract, and he is a president. How many years the term is? 5 years. Remember, this is not hadith. This is not hadith, I want to remember that. 5 years, and he's going to be out after 5 years. Anyway, this young man, he's smart, intelligent, he plays Nintendo. He gather the good friends, good company. Only good friends and good company. And he told those good friends, let's open the door and fix just the front of the door. And I said, what are you talking about? If we open the door, there's wildlife. See, we're not going to live there. We're just fixing the front of the door. My dear brother and sister, we are good friends, good company. Open the door. Fix only atabat al-bayt. Atabat, this is the front of the door, fix. And close the door, live normal life. How long they fixing it? How much time, you think? No, for one day. How many minutes, Muhammad? 10 minutes, 15 minutes? Say, 1 hour, yeah. 1 hour, fix everything outside. How many hours left for your time to spend? 23 hours, have fun. In a halal way, of course. Second day, they open more and they fix more. 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, 2 years, 5 years. Every day they open and they fix outside the doors a little bit. And now, the last day for him in his term, and they told him, that's it, it's over. It's over, you'll be out. And I said, okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, you know what's gonna happen to you? I said, yes, I know very well what's gonna happen to me. Anyway, they made the celebration, opened the door, they looked outside. It's very beautiful. A gorgeous gardens, nice animals, not wild animals, fruit, rivers, streams, beautiful living. I said, what happened? And he said, I fixed my tomorrow since day one I born, I become a president here. Brothers, this is your story too. It is your story. You fixing today for tomorrow. You fixing this moment, this second, when you said to yourself, that's it, I am a new person. From today, I'm going to open the Quran and I'm going to finish the Quran in 30 days. Yeah, every day, how many juzub? How many juzub? Juzub. Only juzub. One juzub, one chapter every day. And I will, inshallah, memorizing 2-3 hadith every day. If you open this page with your life, wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. Fix your life now. This moment, just like young boy, that young man, when he become a leader, he fixed his life for tomorrow. They say, you deserve to live for good. You deserve to become our president forever. And, بَلْ تُؤْتِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ وَأَبْقَى. Do you prefer this life? Wallahi, we get very tired of this life. Very tired. In this kind of weather, you cannot even drive. Snowing outside and tired and working. It is very hard. But there, pleasure, my dear brothers and sisters. Castles, servants, anything. ما تشتهي الأنفس. Whatever you wish is there. Whatever you dream is there and even more. But work today for tomorrow. اليوم هو تحضير لغد. Today is a preparation for tomorrow. جزاكم الله خير وبارك الله فيكم وهدانا الله وهداكم أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الله سبحانه وتعالى put me in test, a great test in fact, for the last 1 year and a half. I was affected in the virus in my liver, and unfortunately it was in the last stage number 4. So alhamdulillah, there is a doctor's, Muslim's doctor, advised me to take the treatment, two kind of treatment, the chemotherapy treatment, chemotherapy and infusion, and that is a type for the hepatitis C medication. And I have already problem born with, it's called it thalassemia. And that thalassemia making the hemoglobin going down. And the medication and the chemo also dropping the blood tremendously. So every week I have to take 2 units of blood. And alhamdulillah, last week I got my result for the virus. And unfortunately, the virus is still positive. So I have to change the treatment to another chemotherapy treatment. And inshallah, this coming week, the doctor will decide what kind of a treatment I will take, inshallah. But I mean, this medication make me weak in a way. I lost 50 pounds so far. And inshallah, I will gain back this. And inshallah. Nausea and some other problems this medication caused. But in hope just to kill the virus. But unfortunately, we find out last week the virus still exists and still in the liver and in the muscles. That's making my muscles very, very tired all the time. Alhamdulillah, I feel better, a lot better now. Until the new chemotherapy starts, I don't know what's going to happen. But I really appreciate all the brothers and the sisters making dua. And I think this is the best things I ever have in my life. You know, showing this kind of love and caring and concerning about me has made me extremely happy. And not thinking about the sickness, just like the way I think about the people love and dua for me, alhamdulillah. I receive like hundreds of emails every day from people making dua from all over the world, and that's making me extremely happy. Wallahi, alhamdulillah. You know, that's why I always, when I receive those emails, I remember the ayah in Surah Al Imran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You are the best of nation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised for all mankind. So I really appreciate it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of you al firdaws al a'la with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakum Allah khair, inshaAllah. Barakallahu khair, inshaAllah. Thank you very much.